Welcome to Keep Calm and Cook On. I'm your host, Julia Tertian. Each episode of Keep Calm and Cook On features a meaningful interview and answers to listeners' questions about cooking. Thank you to OXO for making this episode possible. OXO makes many of the kitchen tools that I trust the most. To find out more about OXO and their products, head over to OXO.com. That's OXO.com. I can't think of anyone better to kick off Keep Calm and Cook On than my friend Georgine Drews. But a little backstory first. 2 years ago, pretty much exactly, my wife Grace and I walked into a church that we're not members of, and we found the kitchen in the back. It was our first shift at Angel Food East, an organization in Kingston, New York, that was founded in 1992 to provide hot and home-delivered meals to people living with HIV and AIDS. Now, more than 25 years later, Angel Food is still cooking and delivering meals to clients in Ulster County. For 2 years now, Grace and I have woken up before the sun comes out, and we've driven half an hour to the church kitchen. We roll up our sleeves with other volunteers and cook a meal from scratch for 60 people. We package it, we clean up our mess, and we make room for the next shift. This is all done before 10 in the morning, and you should know I've never been a morning person. But I've come to look forward to Thursday mornings more than any other day of the week. I love the people we cook with and the food we make, and it means so much to have a tangible way to give back to our community. One part of our experience at Angel Food that has meant more to us than anything else is our friendship with Georgine Drews. Georgine is in her ninth decade of life, and she has been volunteering at Angel Food for far longer than we have. I'm so honored she agreed to be interviewed for this first episode of Keep Calm and Cook On. When I asked my wife, Grace, recently what Georgine has taught her, she said that age is just a number. Today's show is all about how to get involved in your community and about the value of intergenerational friendship and about the importance of kindness. I hope you enjoy listening to Georgine as much as I do.
Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Georgine Drews. I'm a local for the past 50 years.
And I'm wondering, Georgine, when we first met you, it was when we joined the shift at Angel Food, where you had been volunteering for years. It's in Kingston, New York. It provides homemade meals to clients who are homebound for a variety of reasons. I'm wondering when you first became aware of Angel Food and first started volunteering.
I first became aware of Angel Food when I was asked if I would fill in because they were shorthanded, very shorthanded, and I agreed. And that set the time and the place, and I was working for Angel Food.
And when was that?
Oh, wow. It's probably 7 or 8 years ago.
And so you've made a lot of meals. I'm wondering, did you, before Angel Food, did you volunteer anywhere else?
No, because I had just retired and didn't feel I had the time. I didn't have the time to be a volunteer. I worked full time and I was busy with my life, with my job.
And can you tell me a little bit about your job? Because you are a real professional.
A real professional. Oh, well. I am a secretary by getting paid. That is my job, secretarial. I became a secretary many years ago, and it stayed with me, and I enjoy doing it.
And I'm wondering, one thing you've always said to both Grace and I about volunteering after your retirement was that you've always gotten more from it than you feel like you've given. Could you tell me a little bit about that feeling?
I have enjoyed volunteering so much that I get far more from the volunteering than they get from me. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. It's fun. It mixes you with people you may have never crossed paths with. And I've just enjoyed it. always enjoyed it.
Yeah, Grace and I talk a lot about, had we not, you know, joined our shift at Angel Food, we might not have met you, and what a loss that would have been for us. So we're so glad that it brought us together.
Well, thank you.
I'm wondering what your advice might be to someone who is thinking about volunteering but isn't sure where to start.
Well, start with something small. It doesn't have to be a restless cat, which I have on my lap right now. It can be doing anything. Yeah. Peeling, chopping, packing, sealing. There are so many different things that go along with it that people don't think about. But it's a very definite thing that we do.
Yeah, and it all adds up. I'm curious because a couple months ago you broke your hip and you've had quite a recovery, including a cat who's on watch. I'm curious now that we're bringing you some of the meals that we're cooking. What it feels to be on the other side of it, to receive these meals that you've been so involved in making.
Well, I've enjoyed them very much. Some of them, they weren't my choice, but they're not always your choice. But as a whole, I would say the meals are cover a large spectrum of people.
Do you have a favorite meal?
I like chicken with rice.
Yeah. That's a pretty universal.
Pretty universal. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. And speaking of food and cooking, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about baking, because you've told us that baking is your Valium. Can you tell me what you love about baking?
Baking gives me relaxation. Pleasure. I enjoy seeing a finished product coming out of an oven. I enjoy baking from beginning to end. It's not hard baking. You don't need tiny spoons and measuring for all this certain food.
It sounds like it's really satisfying for you.
Yes, it is. I enjoy everything about it.
And if someone hasn't had the pleasure of sampling anything you've baked, as we've had, what would you say are your greatest hits? What are the baked goods that you're known for?
Right now, it's pumpkin pie, and it's my sister's recipe, and it's the best you've ever tasted.
What makes it so good?
Fresh pumpkin. That's the best I can say. Yeah. Spices are essential.
And I'm curious, who taught you how to bake, or how did you learn how to bake?
My eldest sister. She was 12 years older than I. And she was a baker. She liked to bake. And I was always at her heels because we were 12 years apart. Mm-hmm. I just followed suit.
Yeah. Have you taught anyone how to bake?
Oh, yes. My daughter, Maria. My granddaughter, Crystal.
So you're passing it down.
I'm passing it down, definitely.
I'm curious. I've been thinking a lot. Because Grace and I, as I mentioned, we're just so, so grateful to count you as a friend. And we think of you as such a independent woman. And I'm curious about what your independence means to you.
My independence means to me that I don't have to lean on anybody. I'm able to create my own enjoyment with baking, which I always enjoy doing. And that's one of the things that keep me busy.
Yeah. Yeah, busy is good.
That keeps me busy for things like fairs and make baking things ahead to sell at a church fair or whatever.
Yeah, you've told us you've raised a lot of money with your banana bread.
Well, it depends on what you consider a lot of money. I have raised a lot. I've had people come because they remembered it from last year.
Yeah.
At the church, we always had a summer fair. But in many things, they're not happening anymore. Life is changing. And it's not always the way it used to be.
Yeah. You've seen a lot over your years.
Oh, yes.
I'm curious. Another thing we've really admired about you is that you seem pretty unafraid to have an opinion. Have you always been that way?
More or less. Why not an opinion? I have met some bumptious cooks at Angel Food that needed knocking down a little bit. Not that they weren't good cooks, they were. But staging doesn't make the meal.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
It means just looking good.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's good.
Yeah.
It could be sort of iffy.
Yeah. I think that's wise. I'm curious too, have you always been funny? Your whole life?
I didn't think so, but from what I've heard lately, I guess I have a slant on humor.
I think so.
I've never been asked that question, really. I never thought I was funny.
Well, you make us laugh.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm curious, you've said a lot about to us over the years about kindness. You've said that it doesn't cost extra to be kind.
Right.
And I'm wondering, I mean, you've lived in this world for so long, and I'm wondering how you maintain kindness in a world that can sometimes feel pretty mean.
Well, sometimes it takes a little bit of meanness to get back. And a quick cutoff to sort of wake them up. There are many, many good chefs, and I think I've run into a couple of them at least. And sometimes they need a little bit of shaking up, that they're not always right, that perhaps another 5 minutes with the carrots would help. And this is the way I've learned. It doesn't mean because they're famous that they have the answer.
Yeah, I agree. I'm wondering, you have a couple of children, you have many grandchildren, you have many great-grandchildren. You also have people like Grace and I who have sort of attached ourselves to you. And I'm wondering, do you consider yourself a matriarch?
Me? That word's too big for me.
How do you describe yourself?
I'm a person that will offer help if you need it, who's willing to show you her recipe, just to help you along. There's no big thing about cooking. You live and learn, just like any other thing.
And I'm just wondering, just thinking kind of ahead, if there's anything you'd like to tell maybe, the young people of the world, any message you think they need to hear?
Be nice.
Amen.
It'll never hurt you. Be nice. And even if their response isn't as nice, So what?
So what?
Ignore it.
I think that's really good advice, Georgine.
Right.
Can I ask you a few really quick, just fun questions?
Sure.
Okay. My first question, I know you love animals. Yeah. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
I'm an animal person. I love them all.
Yeah. And are you a morning person or are you a night owl?
Morning.
And I'm wondering if you prefer, this is a hard one, do you prefer plants or flowers?
Plants.
And turtlenecks or sweaters?
Turtlenecks.
And when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that you crave?
Coffee.
And how do you take it?
Cream and sugar substitute.
Yeah. Any special kind you like?
It comes in a pink.
Yeah.
Pink envelope.
A pink one. The pink one.
The pink one.
Okay. And my last question, which is a question I love asking everyone. What was your favorite meal when you were growing up?
Well, I hate to say this, but I loved beets. For me, that was a favorite meal. Diced beets and butter.
Diced beets and butter.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
We ate a lot of vegetables because of they were free, mostly or very, very reasonable. And we ate a lot of them because we had not much of a choice.
We'll have to sneak some beets into your next meal.
One thing we do know is chickens don't like beets. And that's because my brother tried getting rid of beets from a meal by throwing them in the chicken run, and the chickens wouldn't eat them either.
Not interested.
Not interested, so.
Well, maybe they were saving them for you.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, thank you so much, Georgine.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm flattered.
Oh, well, I'm delighted. Before we get into our listeners' questions, a quick word about OXO, who helped make this episode possible. Why do I have so many OXO tools in my kitchen? Because I trust them and they're reliable. They help my work as a cookbook author be dependable and accurate, and they help my time as a home cook feel much more relaxed. I appreciate OXO's commitment to make every day better, every day. They approach their tools just like I approach my recipes. They notice things and solve problems and see opportunities to improve the process all of the time. Like their angled measuring cups, they allow you to see how much is in them even while they're sitting on your counter, which is so useful. Thanks, OXO, for supporting Keep Calm and Cook On. Want to check out OXO's products? Just head over to OXO.com. That's OXO.com. And now for some listeners' questions. If you have a question for me, you can send it to me via a DM on Instagram at Turshen, T-U-R-S-H-E-N. That is my handle and my last name. Or you can email me at keepcalmandcookonpodcast@gmail.com, which is one word, no punctuation. And I am so delighted because today I have roped my wife, Grace, into asking all the questions. So Grace is here and she will take it away.
Okay, your first question comes from Anchors Away Me, who wants to know, if I actually love cooking, do I need an air fryer and or an Instant Pot?
I love cooking and I don't own either of those. So no, I don't think you need them. But I think if you have the counter space and the means to and the interest in owning them, by all means. But no, I don't think you need them.
Your next question comes from Eugenie Gleason, who would like to know what to do with kidney beans beyond chili.
My first idea is one of my dad's favorite things, which is three bean salad, you know, blanched green beans and kidney beans and maybe chickpeas, and then just toss all those together with like a vinaigrette. That's delicious. So I would recommend that. I also love with any cooked bean, you know, kidney bean, chickpea, whatever you have, pat them dry with paper towels, toss them with some olive oil, and then it could just be salt and pepper or my favorite, which is Old Bay seasoning. Put them on a sheet pan in like a 400 degree oven and roast them until they're super crispy. And they're like a delicious kind of snack to have with a cocktail or not a cocktail, whatever you want. Protein pack, vegan, all those things. You could use kidney beans and sort of Jamaican style like rice and peas. That would be delicious. So yeah, those are some ideas.
User 37, all spelled out, would like to know if you have any tips on getting used to cutting up a whole chicken. They would love to roast more.
Honestly, the best thing is to watch videos on YouTube. I think cutting up a chicken is the type of thing that is much easier to learn by watching someone do it, which I probably shouldn't say since I write cookbooks and now am hosting a podcast, but I think watching is the best form of instruction.
Okay, your next question is from Alicia Doroteo. I am so sorry if I mangled that name, Alicia. They would like to know about your rice pilaf with red cabbage. Is it okay to use another cabbage, or is it strictly red that you use?
So she is referring to a recipe in Small Victories, which is one of my favorites, this rice pilaf with roasted red cabbage. And the cabbage gets kind of shredded, tossed with some olive oil and salt and roasted, and then mixed into the cooked rice. And to answer your question, you can use any cabbage by all means. I used red cabbage because it's what I had. And so that's why I used it. But you could absolutely use green cabbage. I also think some shredded kale that you toss with olive oil and salt and roast would be super delicious. So yeah, by all means, use whatever you have.
So your last question comes from Ivy Lamb, who you actually met on book tour in Columbus, Ohio last year. Ivy wants to know, how does one launch a career in food? Ivy is a dissatisfied office worker who finds joy in cooking on nights and weekends and wonders if they should consider a career shift, or will pursuing their hobby professionally kill the joy? Ivy would love to hear any advice you have to offer for them and anyone else in their shoes who are just daydreaming but might want to start feeling things out.
All right, this is a really big question, and I think such an important one, and I think so many people are considering this kind of thing in all different industries and with all different types of passions. And when it comes to making any huge change, I just think it's so important to make a really informed decision. So get all the information you can before you kind of dive into the deep end, and that could mean, you know, getting an internship or volunteering somewhere just to get a bit more experience. I think also it's really important, and this might sound boring, but it's super important to meet with someone like a financial advisor and figure out if this thing you love can also translate to something that can support you in whatever way you need to be financially supported. So get all the information so that if you do decide to really jump in, you can do it in a way that, you know, you feel really supported and prepared. Thank you so much, Grace, for asking the questions. She's over there smiling. And thank you all for your questions. And if you have a question for me you'd like me to answer, and maybe I can see if Grace will come ask them again, just send me a DM on Instagram at Tershen, T-U-R-S-H-E-N, or you can send an email to keepcalmandcookonpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Keep Calm and Cook On. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and rate and review the show. It really makes a difference to help others find it. Also, tell a friend or a family member. Text your mom or your cousin or your old roommate. Let them know. Also, if you have a cooking question that you'd like to hear me answer, just drop an email to keepcalmandcookonpodcast@gmail.com. One word, no punctuation. That's keepcalmandcookonpodcast@gmail.com. For more information about me and the show, head over to juliatershen.com. Everything about my work is there, and if you click on Keep Calm and Cook On, you'll find everything about the show. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Tershen, which is just my last name. Thanks again to OXO for making this episode possible. OXO makes many of the kitchen tools I trust the most. To find out more about OXO and their products, head over to OXO.com. That's OXO.com. And a quick shout out to an organization that I feel is using food to move us all forward in a positive direction. Today, I want to talk about Drive Change. Drive Change provides opportunities for returning citizens to further their social and professional development through the power of work. They use the food truck and hospitality industry to run a premier paid fellowship for returning citizens ages 18 to 25 years old. They're awesome and they're proactive, and I just admire Drive Change so much. To find out more, go to www.drivechangenyc.org. Thanks again for listening to Keep Calm and Cook On. I'll catch you next time.